I would like to welcome everybody on Agora conference call after the second quarter. We announced the results in the morning. We are very pleased with the results, so I would like to go through the results first, and then at the end, of course, there will be time for questions. As I said, we are very pleased with the results. Healthier financial performance of the group reflects cost optimization program implemented last year, revenue enhancement ideas that we have, and also including particularly successful double pricing offer of Gazeta, which allowed to offset the copy price reduction we made last year, and I would like to underline, last but not least, excellent advertising revenue growth reported by all our media without exception. Revenues of the group were 636 million zloty and grew by 8%. Advertising revenue reached 413 million zloty, which was up by 11%. Revenues from copy sales, 112 million, up 12%. Book collections added 81 million zloty, up 1%. At the same time, we kept costs tight. Total operating cost was 577 million zloty and was flat over the last year. Staff costs, including non-cash incentive compensation, which declined by 6%, was down by 5 million zloty and reached 127 million. This results from the reduction of the group's headcount. At the end of the second quarter this year, the headcount calculated as full-time equivalents stood at 3,399 employees, which is lower by 205 full-time equivalents year-on-year. Total marketing and promotion expense declined by 1.5% to 102 million zloty, of which 88 million went for the newspaper and internet segment, which is 7 million less than last year. The decline is by and large ascribed to the closure of Nowy Dzień, the marketing cost of which amounted to 9.6 million in the first quarter of 2006, as well as by 14 million zloty lower cost of running book collections. On the other hand, the increase of promotion expense of Gazeta and Internet is a result of executing advertising campaigns of the online services and selling DVDs attached to the newspaper, operating expense of which is offset by an increase in revenues from Gazeta's paid circulation. This is the new strategy, the dual pricing strategy we'll be talking about in a moment. Cost of materials were up by 3.5 million, went up to 137 million. The growth is attributed mainly to the second quarter of 2007 and reflects the execution of larger collections, which were primarily based on book sales. The series run in second quarter of 2006 were smaller and composed of books with DVDs and CDs classified as a promotional expense. So depending on the structure of the collections, if we have more books than DVDs and CDs, we have more materials expense because CDs and DVDs are classified as promotional expense. Operating EBITDA of the group was at 117 million zloty, which is up 60%, operating EBITDA margin 18%. Net profit 47 million, operating cash flow 81 million, free cash flow 60 million. Now a little bit about the advertising market. We are very pleased with the advertising market and how it developed. In the second quarter, advertising spend grew by 9% year-on-year, we estimate. As we expected, TV was the greatest beneficiary of higher spending and grew about 13%. As was the case in the previous quarter, the acceleration of ad spend in television was supported by rate increases and growth of advertising volume. Ad spend in dailies grew by 2%. This was due to a very weak performance of national dailies. The 4% decline of this segment was driven mostly by Springer's Fakt, which lost about a fourth of its ad sales in the entire second quarter of 2007. Magazines saw a growth rate of 1%, which reflected weak performance of weeklies. Radio remained flat over the last year, while spending for outdoor grew by 13%. Internet was the fastest growing medium in the second quarter, grew by 30%. In terms of looking forward, we maintain our 10% rate of growth for the entire ad market in 2007. Now, more details about each of our segments and each of our media, which, as I said before, all of them had a very good quarter. In outdoor, we grew roughly with the market. All other media were ahead of the market in the second quarter of 2007. In the first half of 2007, Gazeta sold 458,000 copies, which is up 6% year-on-year. And we calculate the difference between the copy sales of Gazeta and combined copies sold by Dziennik and Mikoms Rzeczpospolita. And this difference was 92,000 copies. So we keep them at a safe distance. This distance broadened by 32,000 copies as compared to the second half of 2006. Then we would like to continue keeping them at a distance in the future. During the period of first half of 2007, Dziennik sold 205,000 copies on average. Its paid circulation in May suffered a decline by almost a fourth in relation to the same month of the previous year and went down below 200,000 copies. However, we have to remember that this was last year, May was the first full month after launch. Therefore, more importantly, Dziennik reached its worst result ever in June this year, selling only 183,000 copies. It was fewer than copy sales of Super Express, which were at the level of 195,000 copies. The remaining national titles declined as well. Rzeczpospolita declined a lot, as it sold 9.5 fewer copies, 161,000 only. Fact lost a little, 2.2%, selling 516,000, and Super Express 4.4%, selling 197,000. Local dailies decreased copy sales by 60,000, which is a lot, of which Polska Presse lost 24,000 copies and Mikom, former Orkla, 25,000. In the first half of 2007, Gazeta reached 20.3% readers weekly, which is above 6.1 million readers. During the same period, Fact's readership reach was 19.4%, and that of Super Express reached 9.1%. Metro recorded excellent readership rates of 8.6%, which translates into 2.6 million people. Readership rates of other national dailies, including Dziennik and Rzeczpospolita, reached 8.1% for Dziennik and 5.5% for Rzeczpospolita. Even better results Metro recorded in the second quarter of this year, as audience reach stood at 9.2%, which is visibly ahead of Dziennik readership reach of 7.9%. In the first half of 2007, Gazeta's market position remained intact at 42%. During the same period, Dziennik commanded about 5% market share, while Fact suffered almost 2 percentage points decline to 6%. Our free newspaper Metro, thanks to very good readership results, recorded a dynamic growth of revenues above 50% and increased its market share to nearly 3%. In total, in the first half of 2007, a combined share of Gazeta and Metro in the overall newspaper ad spend was almost 45%. In comparison, Fact and Dziennik together had about 11% market share. Despite lower than in the first quarter of 2006 copy price by 34% and introduction of kiosk subscription with even lower copy price, Gazeta's circulation revenues increased by 13% in the first half of 2007. This is a major achievement and is attributed to the dynamic growth of Gazeta's copy sales in the first quarter of 2007 and the introduction of effective price and marketing strategy based on differentiating Gazeta's cover price whilst a DVD or any other attractive supplement is attached. Gazeta's advertising revenues grew nearly 3% to 248 million zloty, 4% in the second quarter of the year. The segment's operating EBITDA improved significantly and reached 85 million zloty, which translates into operating EBITDA margin of 18%. Looking into the future, looking forward, we are very pleased with Gazeta's market results, especially how strong readership and circulation data translate into ad market performance. As we say, in the short run, maybe quantity is important, but in the long term, it seems that quality is even more important, and we give advertisers a lot of quality readers, and it pays off. That's why we were able to defend our market position. We will continue to maintain both editorial and market quality of the newspaper going forward, and we have a lot of new ideas in the pipeline, so the competitors will not have an easy game with us this autumn. I would like to underline that Gazeta's circulation level is extremely healthy, and it continued to grow for a number of months now. Therefore, please note that month-on-month increases will not be possible in the future because of the base effect. However, what matters when we compete for advertising money is not so much the absolute level of circulation as much as the distance between Gazeta and its competitors. That's why we would like to keep the distance between us and combined circulation of Dziennik and Rzeczpospolita at as high level as possible in the future. In terms of our internet activities, we accelerated revenue growth and service development in this area. In May 2007, the portal's reach among Polish internet users was 39%. The number of users increased to 5.5 million. In the first half of the year, advertising sales, excluding classifieds, grew much ahead of the market, up 67%. We continued a dynamic growth of the business, relaunching and upgrading existing services. For example, created a joint multimedia newsroom to integrate online projects, and Agora's radio stations was created. We revamped Turistyka, which is a tourism portal. We relaunched WiadomościGazeta.pl, which is a news offer, and also revamped eDziecko, which is a parenting service. We launched new business and economy service, GospodarkaGazeta.pl. We are building new online offers, such as JobSpot.pl, which is the first recruitment service specialized for finance professionals, a new portal for mostly tender announcements for businesses, for the business world, Komunikaty.pl. We have also been developing entertainment offer through a pop culture service, PopCorner.pl, or a shopping portal, Gorzki.pl, and others, like a gossiping portal and so on. The existing portals launched at the end of last year continue to strengthen the market position. In May 2007, Gazeta Dom, which is our real estate service, remained first among all real estate services in Poland, and Gazeta Praca.pl was the second largest recruitment service in terms of real users. The service Gazeta Wyborcza.pl is number one newspaper service in Poland in terms of real users, page views, and time spent by the average user. To enrich our audiovisual and mobile operations, which we believe are very important for the future of internet activity, we signed a preliminary agreement subject only to anti-monopoly approval with the TV production company, leading TV production company in Poland, ATM Grupa, and we want to undertake joint projects to produce and distribute in the internet innovative video formats specially designed for the internet user. We also entered into a cooperation with the mobile telecom operator Orange to provide content on its mobile platforms. Moving now to Metro, we are very pleased with how our free newspaper develops. In the second quarter, Metro's average daily readership reached 5.2%. This result ranked it ahead of Super Express with 3.4%, Dziennik with 3.1%, and Rzeczpospolita with 2.7%. In May and June, the results were even better, and Metro reached the highest. In June, Metro reached the highest readership reach coefficient in its history, 5.5%, which translates into 1.6 million on average of daily users. In the second quarter of 2007, Metro increased display ad sales by 56% year-on-year, and its share in the national and local newspaper display advertising spending stood at almost 3%. We intend to grow the business further and leverage its advertising potential this year. Break-even, as previously announced, is expected in 2008. Book collections. New successful collections, higher margins. In the first half, book collections added 81 million in revenues. Operating profit of the business reached 12 million zloty. In the said period, 9 series and 11 one-off projects sold nearly 5 million books and books with CDs and DVDs. We introduced new sales strategies, which allowed for the optimization of the startup costs of new series. Outdoor, AMS, strong revenue growth, solid margins. AMS posted 84 million in revenues, which is up 16%, and market share stood at about 27%. Operating EBITDA stood at nearly 20 million zloty, operating EBITDA margin at over 23%. This is an effect of growth strategy based on, among others, panel portfolio changes. We are trying to be more significant and have better position in premium and super premium panels, which command higher rates. At the same time, I would like to underline that we have increased investments in new panels, which will increase depreciation expense in the future, as a lot of old panels have been fully depreciated by now. So, on one hand, this will increase depreciation expense, but we also believe that over the long term, these investments will increase the revenue earning potential of the company. The magazine business, this was the best quarter ever for the magazine business. After launching new titles and serious restructuring, most of you remember we bought this business. It was a loss-making business. Now this is one of the top-performing businesses that we have, small but very profitable. Advertising revenues up 16% to nearly 30 million zloty. Circulation revenue increase of 7%, driven mainly by excellent results of Avanti and Dziecko, which is a parenting magazine. Very, very healthy financial performance. Operating EBITDA up by 7.7 million zloty to 11 million zloty. Operating EBITDA margin 21%, EBIT margin of nearly 20%. In the second quarter, the ad market share of our magazine business went up to the record level of 7.5%, which is 1 percentage point up over the second quarter of the previous year, which made us a co-leader in the monthly sub-segment of the magazine market. Radio stations improved financial performance, recorded solid revenue growth, and music stations recorded positive EBITDA. Ad sales increased by over 8% to 32 million zloty, operating cost down by 6%, of which staff cost down by 1.8 million and promotion expenses lower by nearly 3.7 million. All this resulted in operating EBITDA positive 1.5 million. This is by 3.5 million higher than last year. We would like also to underline excellent audience results of Talk FM, 3.4% audience share in total, 5.5% in Warsaw. Talk FM is now a leading opinion-making radio station in Poland. This translates into revenue growth. Revenues grew by 40% year-on-year, enabling us to substantially reduce operating loss incurred by this radio station. In terms of going forward, we would like to increase scale of the core business while maintaining profitability, or if possible, in some segments, even improving profitability through cost management and process optimization. We will be also seeking both online and offline revenue enhancements, new revenue engines, and we would like to develop the company further. We have core business, which is very sound. We have the financial resources, and now we need only hard work and some opportunities and some luck to build the future of the company. Thank you very much. That's all I had, and please ask questions if you have any.